This is Valley Edition. I'm Alice Daniel. Homelessness is on the rise in many Valley counties, and with that comes increased concerns about addressing people's basic needs, like health care. On Wednesday, Clinica Sierra Vista marked National Healthcare for the Homeless Day with a free health fair, including vaccines, screenings, and even haircuts. I met Frances Ruth Redmond Sconyers at the event. She's 68, and she says she's been living on and off the streets for the past few years.
I did not ever dream that I would be homeless because it's not the way I was brought up or anything. I used to be the person on the other side of the table serving you instead of you serving me. When I did become homeless, I didn't know what to do. It was like, wow, God, what do I do? And I was introduced to one of the workers here who is now a supervisor, Carl Yang. And without her and God, I don't think I would have made it.
Well, tell me, how did you become homeless?
The person that I was with passed away unexpectedly, and he had a son-in-law that foreclosed on the house we were living at, so it just put me in the streets. Then, unfortunately, I had a relative I stayed with, and we were getting along, and then all of a sudden they just decided, hey, you're not going to give me your food stamps, you're not going to stay here.
So how long have you been on the streets?
I was on the streets maybe a couple years. And then I'm just one of these kind of people that seem like for some reason people are drawn to me. Why, I don't know, you know. And I stayed on what's called the hill over here. And I watched things up there that I said, you know what, I can't believe this. I mean, it was like, okay, this is not me. I managed not to do drugs, I managed not to sell my body, and I managed to survive. I had no basic street smarts, none whatsoever, because, like I said, that's not the way I was brought up.
So have you had health issues since you've been on the street?
Yes, I have. And when I was down at the Pavarella, I ended up getting pneumonia. And if I hadn't been for a nurse practitioner at the Pavarella, I probably would have died. I've had stomach problems, and I still have stomach problems. And she got me, excuse me, a GI doctor.
So are you currently living somewhere?
Yeah, I stay at the Sands right now, which is the worst place in the world. But right now, you know, when you live on a fixed income, I make it. It's myself and my significant other when I want him to be. And I have my six babies with four legs, wagging tail and a wet nose.
Can you talk to some of the health issues that homeless people have?
Okay, health issue. I consider hygiene as a health issue, you know, especially for women. We have dental problems. We have hepatitis problems. We have bacterial problems, you know. And unless we have people like myself that's willing to go out there and say, look, we have a clinic. If you have insurance or not, they will help you get your insurance. They will help you get your Medi-Cal. They will help you with food. They will help you with housing. Go down there and just say, hey, I need help. And they will welcome you in with open arms.
And how does homelessness exacerbate health conditions?
To me, we don't have places out there to shower and take care of our bodies, you know. Food issues. You know, people give out food, but we have nowhere to store it. You know, you have issues where you're living out in a field someplace. You have no bathroom facilities, you know. And I tell anybody, you know, I said, I'm going to be willing to ask city council, has any of you ever been homeless? If not, don't assume things until you're actually out there. You know, and that's the way I feel. You know, I'll challenge anybody. I'll challenge the news. I'll challenge housing. Housing. I'll challenge the council. I'll challenge the police. You know, hey, come on. Let me see you pitch a tent out there for even a weekend. I bet you they couldn't survive.
But currently you're not homeless.
Per se. Yeah, good. Yeah, but I found out they sold the place, so now we're in that, yeah. Thing is, too, is they need to have housing for people that have pets. I mean, my pets are very important to me. I mean, not only like they're like my children, okay, but the thing about it is I get depressed from time to time. And without them, for some odd reason, they'll just jump on you and start licking you and everything. And yeah, and another thing is transportation. That's very important. And thank God for our insurances and things, because CalVIVA does provide medical transportation. But what we need too is non-medical transportation. Like if we need to go to the grocery store, or I'm not talking about running over to your neighbor's house, okay, but I'm talking like grocery store, have to go pick up your medication, because they'll deliver it, but they'll charge you.
Well, that's another question I have. Medication is probably very difficult to keep track of when you're homeless.
Very much so. Yeah, so now what I'm doing is I still go to CVS, but also can get my medication through the mail. But even being homeless and trying to get medication through the mail is very hard. Yeah, and I would like to see something that they could do for the homeless that are on medication, even if they have to go to a clinic every 5 days or so, you know, to pick it up or something, or even have a van that comes out, you know, and I know it sounds weird, every day to make sure that these people that are diabetics, I'm a diabetic, you know, but I'm lucky. I control mine by diet, so I'm blessed. It's hard because if you're on insulin, what do you have to keep the insulin, because it has to be kept cold. Even if you have a little pack, you know, how are you going to freeze the things that go in it? So it's a big issue.
Well, thank you for talking to me today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.